It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I am reflecting on those times when I wanted to just pluck a certain person out of the picture, and in doing so, all would be well. Maybe you've had that office environment where you basically have a genuine relationship with everyone, but it's that one person you wish you could remove from the picture because they know your hot buttons. And I was reminded of Matthew 13, which deals with the parable of the wheat and the weeds. So there's a farmer who plants some good seeds for wheat, and overnight an enemy comes in and plants weeds alongside the wheat. Over time, as the wheat grows, the weeds grow too. And the farmer helper comes in one day and says, oh my goodness, look at all of this, these weeds among the wheat. What shall we do? And the farmer says, well, you can't pull them up because if you do, you're going to hurt the wheat. So we have to let the weeds and the wheat grow together. And in the end, the harvester will come and separate them. And so I see this as being a story beyond just good, evil, and judgment. But I see it also being about an opportunity to mature spiritually, an opportunity to increase my compassion and understanding for those with different struggles. And so the scripture today is 2 Peter 1:6-7, which says, knowing God leads to self-control. Self-control leads to patient endurance and godliness, which in turn leads to a genuine love for everyone. So will you join me today? And the next time you are confronted with weeds, don't let it dim your light. Let your light shine more brilliantly than ever. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.